Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bez Hashem, BPM, Shir number 145. That's Bais Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 145. In the last Shir, we started to talk about the wonderful book, The Win-Win Marriage, by Yecheskel Chaseltzer, A Guide for Jewish Husbands. And we explained the background behind it and the premise of the introduction, which is primarily that there is a outflow pipe which you have control over, which is your own words and actions. And that's what we need to focus on. When you work on that, everything changes, including the reciprocation of the incoming pipe, which is totally up to Hashem. In chapter one, which we're going to talk about now, it's going to begin to talk about the concept of the three relationships we have in life. You know, the Pirkei Avos says, Ein ani li mili. If it's not for me, who will be? Chashani la'atzmi mo'ani. But if I'm only for myself, what am I? Which means that we live within three relationships, and the Maral talks about this as well. Number one is bein adam la'makim, between you and God. Number two, bein adam la'chaveray, between you and your fellow man. Number three, bein adam la'atzmai, between you and yourself. So let's give an example. When you have Netilas Lulav, we have the Arba Minim, Esrig, Adasim, Arovis, and Lulav. You cannot fulfill that mitzvah if you're missing those other Minim. If you just take a Lulav and you're missing an Esrig, Adasim, Arovis, you hold it, it won't work. The same applies to the relationship with your wife, who is the Bein Adam L'Chaveray person, the main one, as we're going to talk about. You want the Bein Adam L'Chaveray, the relationship with your wife, to be ideal and healthy. You need those other two relationships mixed in there. You need to have a good relationship with Hashem, and you need to have a good relationship with yourself in order to have a good relationship with your wife. You could have the best mehudadika esrig, the most beautiful, perfect esrig. But if the tip of the lulav is damaged and split, there's no mitzvah. It doesn't work. Same thing over here. You cannot achieve a great marriage if your relationship with Hashem is not intact or your relationship with yourself is not intact. So this is the yesoidis of the yesoidis, which is the main things, before even discussing the tools that we're going to talk about at length in this book. We need to explore those three relationships and to really take them seriously. The first one in chapter one discusses your relationship with yourself. He quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah in Sharei Avoda. It's one of the most important words that we need to remember. He says that the initial opening to inner work, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, is that a person working on himself should know his own value, his level and his greatness and his importance, and how beloved he is to his Creator. This line is so, so important. It's important even for the Rabbeinu Yonah's own works when you learn Shari Tshuva, which is, transformative. But it goes through all the process of tshuva, and sometimes it can be difficult. And some people have difficulty when they read that sefer, but Rabbeinu Yonah wrote it with having this sefer Shara Avoda line in mind. Your greatness, your importance, how beloved you are to your Creator. So you have to recognize yourself as your soul, to recognize who you really are. You are pure. Alika neshama shanasata b'tahirahi. The soul that Hashem gave to you is pure. You're a pure and immortal soul within a physical body. You're connected to Hashem, the way he puts it, like a sunbeam is connected to the sun. The sunbeam is not the sun, but it's nothing other than the sun. So you're not Hashem, but your essence comes from Hashem. That's the Tzelem Elikim. That's the Chelek Elikami Mal Mamish, that you're a spark of God with an Eshama that Hashem blew into you. Anova, humility, is a big, big mila. So the problem what people have is because they know that anava, being humble and not being full of yourself and not being arrogant, is so, so important. So when you read this Rabbeinu Yonah that we just quoted of the Shar Avoda, we shy away from it. We're worried that it's going to get to our heads to think that we have our own value and our level of greatness and our importance and how beloved we are to our Creator. So in order to understand that not only is it so important to not shy away from this, but to embrace this greatness, because we think we're supposed to regard ourselves as low and insignificant. No, anava, it does not mean that you regard yourself as low and insignificant. There's a Rabbi Leib Kellerman. He's a Talmud of Shlomo Wolbo. He talks about the paradigm of actual accurate self-evaluation. And there's three possible views to look at yourself with. One is one extreme. He will call shiftless, which is not a good thing. Shiftless is a lowliness that you tell yourself, I am nothing, I am a nobody, I'm worthless, I'm insignificant, I'm a zero. That's unhealthy. That leads to despair and terrible sins ultimately when you feel that low, that you're nothing, nobody, worthless. Then you have the reverse, the other extreme, gaiva. Silas Sharma talks about this a lot, the conceit, where you tell yourself, I'm terrific, I'm wonderful, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'm the greatest in the world. This sort of narcissist type of conceit and arrogance, that's the other extreme. Both extremes could lead to very negative effects. What is anava? So the way he puts it is, I am the greatest thing since sliced bread. I am terrific, I am wonderful. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. That is the key of anava. Baruch Hashem, which means that you acknowledge your strengths, you acknowledge your talents, you acknowledge your inherent goodness, but you attributed them all to Hashem that gave this to you with the Chazdecha HaGadol, that it's all a matana from Hashem that he gave you those kaychais, those abilities, those that beauty of your soul. If you do that, then you avoid the pitfalls of both shiftless, because the shiftless, the lowliness, will disempower you and crush you. And it avoids the pitfall of gaiva, which falsely empowers you, thinking that it's your own abilities. That's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned this several times, and many people talk about this, that he was the Ana Mikol Adam, the humblest person that ever lived. He never denied that he was the leader of the entire Am Yisrael. He never denied that he was Poyel Nisim. He never denied that he was chosen to receive the Torah at Har Sinai. But what does it mean that he was an Ana Mikol Adam? He saw everything that he did emanating and coming from Hashem. So Hashem was always in his mind, noticing that Hashem gave him everything that he has. So he saw his own true greatness. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he had greatness, but he saw his own true greatness while experiencing also his smallness relative to the infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he realized all his gifts were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also felt that if other people would have what he has, they would have maybe done a better job. But that's the key to self-esteem. You look at yourself through God-tinted lenses, the way he says it. You see clearly your true and exalted self. How does it not get to your head? Baruch Hashem. It's all Hashem. What about the sins that you commit? So you have to take them seriously in order to do tshuva on them, but they don't define you. The way Shlomo HaMelech puts it, Ne'a Hashem Nishmas Adam, this, your soul is a flame of a candle, it's pure light. When you commit a sin, you put a curtain around that candle. It blocks the light, but it doesn't sully the flame at all. Additional sins could add layers and layers of curtains. The flame inside continues to shine, and it's pure. It was never defiled. It was never harmed. The nekuda, that's the Magen Avraham, the nekuda stays la'olam v'ed. Your soul is pure and holy because of its divine source. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. He put in you a tzelem aleichim. Or the way he puts it, God doesn't make junk. You're a pure and immortal soul inside a physical body. Your sins do not define you, does not defile the essential purity of your soul. And the more you identify with your soul, the more you will feel that inner greatness and that holiness. And the more you identify with other things, with materialism, size of your house, model of your car, income, professional success, your intellectual abilities, you'll be vulnerable to feeling worthless and insecure, because all these things could be lost. Even intellectual prowess could sometimes with aging be lost, but your soul is eternal. Yeshishim riboy oisis latayra, which is Yisrael, stands for that. Yeshishim riboy oisis latayra. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. We talked about it, that if you count them, there's a lot less, but it means that it is 600,000 of letters or parts of letters that without it, the Torah would be pusl, which means every one of us is an ice or part of an ice, that without that, the Sefer Torah is pusl. One Jew missing, the Jewish people is incomplete. You're missing, the Jewish people is incomplete. So if you don't recognize your own unique and absolute indispensable role in Klal Yisrael, then it's not only spiritual blindness, he calls it insanity. It's actual insanity. Rav Pesach Krohn commented that the day you were born is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the world can no longer exist without you. Or another way, Adi Lubavitcher Rebbe often said it, birth is Hashem telling you that you matter. So based on this, our relationship with ourself in this vein, we can understand that you need to love yourself in order to love your wife. Low self-esteem causes a lot of problems in marriage, perhaps beyond any other factor. Problems arise both from a wife's low self-esteem as well as a husband's low self-esteem. But we're talking about men here, so we're going to give examples of how low self-esteem impacts a marriage. If you're overly critical of yourself because of low self-esteem, you'll be overcritical of your wife. You'll find fault in her cooking, in her cleaning, in her parenting, the way she dresses. When she prepares a new recipe, she'll wait in vain to hear a compliment from you. You'll never validate yourself, so you never validate your wife, leaving her disappointed and bitter of being deprived of what every wife really truly craves. And as an example, let's say that your wife mentions a chore that you neglected. You know, she mentions, weeks ago I asked you to fix or replace an oven light. It's hard for me to bake when I can't see what's going on inside the oven. Now, if you have healthy self-esteem, you'll reply, oh, yes, I'm sorry, I did forget, I'll deal with it today, and then you fix it today. That's all. But if you have low self-esteem, then you'll feel like your wife's comment is a vicious attack on your integrity, which really wasn't. It's her attack on your abilities, which really wasn't. Or that it's attack on your core identity, which really wasn't. But because we have low self-esteem, we feel that way and will respond, unfortunately, defensively or counter-attacking her. So the issue is not about the oven. It really is your personality and her personality and your lack of self-esteem. So he mentions, and he'll talk about it later in Chapter 5 and Daily Interactions, he'll have a chapter on that, duck's oil formula, which means that ducks have a gland that produces an oily substance that makes them waterproof. So we have to learn how to develop that let criticism roll off your back. It doesn't mean you don't take the words in. You take the words in order to improve, but you don't let it hurt your self-esteem. Your self-esteem is rooted in your constant awareness of your soul self as opposed to false self-esteem based on externals. So really the idea is, what is what true self-esteem is? Love yourself. You can't love other people. You can't love Hashem if you don't love yourself. We'll talk about this soon. But that's the idea. It doesn't mean love yourself by buying things for yourself or taking pride in your professional accomplishments, even your spiritual accomplishments in the base medrash. Love yourself means remembering and valuing your pure, holy self. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. You are Hashem's candle. This Yesod, which we talked about today, you may say to yourself, what in the world does this have to do with my marriage and how to fix it? It has everything to do with your marriage and how to fix it. Your relationship with yourself is key to developing and helping and enhancing your marriage. It will save an unavoidable amount of problems. And that is, Reb Tversky wrote many books on low self-esteem, and we wrote, had shiurim on it. Yours truly is working on it as well. It's not a simple thing. But that, having the healthy mindset, again, avoiding the extremes of shiftless, of a loneliness, of a self-bashing, and avoiding the gaiva, the conceit of arrogance. Anava is, I am great because of the soul Hashem gave me and my abilities. Baruch Hashem. It's because Hashem put me here and I matter. If I matter, Hashem matters. If I matter, my wife matters, my marriage matters, and you'll do everything you can in that outflow pipe with your words and actions to enhance and beautify your marriage. Bracha v'hatzlacha.